Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality
Gaze, let's love!
So, folks, the city of New Orleans, that is the entire city, has been named to the Irreplaceable America, a new list from the World Monuments Fund, recognizing 10 historic places across the United States whose preservation is essential to the richness and complexity of American history. And here to talk to us about it is Mary Beth Romig, Associate Vice President at New Orleans and Company. Mary Beth, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me to talk about this incredible honor for the city.
Absolutely. And I understand this is the most often the designation is a building or something along those lines.
Right.
But this is the entire city, which is really out of the ordinary. And it's something to be, I guess, for us, incredibly proud of.
Well, I'm so glad you're bringing this to your listeners' attention, because all too often, and I fall victim to this feeling on occasion as well, but we forget what a great city we live in and what a incredible place our city is. And so this is another reminder that people outside of New Orleans really think very, very highly of our great authentic culture and all that New Orleans is and has to offer. So you mentioned that most often it's places or buildings. We're the only city on the list, the only American city to make the list. All the other ones are indeed buildings or historical sites.
They reference our cultural landscape. They talk about the identified neighborhoods, how important that is. We kind of take it for granted. But when you look back in history as to how this neighborhood was developed and why, and that neighborhood was developed and why, you gain a better understanding of why I think, you know, the city was recognized in its totality.
Yeah, we take great pride in our neighborhoods. I know during the painful aftermath of Katrina, I lived in 70124 at the time, Lakeview, and we used to have shirts that said 70124 ever and all these fond memories of Lakeview growing up as a kid. And I live up in the Pearl now, and there's a lot of civic pride for the residents of the Pearl. So you're right, our neighborhoods really are like a string of pearls that connect the city. And there's a lot of pride of place, if you will. But it also points to our architecture, our culture, and that's our music culture, our food culture. We just have so many different aspects of New Orleans culture that we can celebrate. And, you know, I'm thinking back to a year ago when we worked on the application to get us designated as a UNESCO Cultural City of Music. That's another feather in our cap. And another reason why New Orleans should be on this list, and understandable why we made the list. We just have so many aspects of our life here that are special.
And as you guys, that is New Orleans and Company, market this city, and we're in the competition business, I keep saying that over and over again because a lot of folks don't realize the competitive nature of luring people and tourists to your city. This is another great recognition as a tool in the toolbox of New Orleans and Company to market the city, right?
Oh, yes, indeed. It's going straight to the top of our what's new in New Orleans and good news about New Orleans that we issue on a monthly basis to keep our clients and people in general informed of why New Orleans is such a significant city. And I really want to offer some hats off to the PRC. And Tulane,
yes.
Louisiana Landmark Society, the Ella Project. These designations quite often just don't fall into a place or a person's lap. You really have to work hard to gather facts and information and apply and put forth whatever it is you're championing to get selected for such a incredibly special honor. So we'll be touting this for a good long time to come that we made this list. And we'll make another list next week. So we'll keep an eye out for another announcement that's coming. But New Orleans consistently ranks at the top of many lists along with our competitive cities. So we really have to stay on top of our game and keep making New Orleans the special place that it is.
So hats off to Kristen Gisselson Palmer, the executive director of the Preservation Resource Center, who kind of quarterbacked this nomination as together with Tulane and the others that you mentioned. So congratulations to those.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, so while we're... Mary Beth, if you don't mind, while we're talking about recognition, we got the whole city recognized, but we got a whole family recognized as well, right?
Oh, my goodness.
The Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation expands its 2026 Hall of Fame class to include the members of the Romick family. Your father, posthumously Jerry Romick, who everyone knows, Mark and Jay. And Mary Beth, who is the smartest of the Romicks, I'm told.
I'm the youngest of the first family, as they like to say. But I don't know that I'm the smartest.
For purposes of this interview, we're just going with that, Mary Beth. And,
okay.
And Jay and Mark are just going to have to get over it. That's all.
Two of the hardest working guys in the city, those two, I tell you. But we're very humble.
Absolutely.
My sweet mother could not be more proud, and it's very humbling, and it's quite a blessing. But we're so privileged to have been raised by my mother and father, and we were raised in a newsman's house and a sportsman's house. So those are the two things we discussed at the kitchen table every night as a family. And now, all these years later, we're being recognized with this great honor, and I'm very humbled.
You know, I've known your brother Jay for a long time, and as I was reading through the write-up, he's been with the New Orleans Saints 50 years.
And yes, it's the only place he's ever worked. Yeah.
I vividly remember when he went on with the Saints, but I'm thinking to myself, 50 years. So I'm having my 50th reunion from high school this year. I said, wow, that's a long time. I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, we call him the vice president of doing things nobody else is willing to do. He is the man.
Hey, you always need someone like that in your organization, right?
I'm telling you. Okay, so Taysom Hill is the Swiss Army knife on the field. Jay Romig is the Swiss Army knife in the front office. Whatever they call upon him to do or whatever someone needs to do, Jay will get it done. And, you know, both my brothers, I'm incredibly blessed to have two brothers that I have. I also have two sisters, by the way, so I don't want to forget them as well. But I never take for granted a home game when the three of us are up in house controls working together and, you know, cheering on the Saints behind the scenes, but working up in house controls for the home games. It's a honor and a privilege, and I just adore my brothers quite a lot.
So have you participated as a spotter for both your dad and Mark?
Yeah, my dad drafted me back in 1992 when a gentleman who had been a spotter stepped down from doing that work, and knowing what a Saints fan I am and a football fan I was at the time and still have grown even more so to be, he asked me if I wanted to start working the home games with him, and I said yes. And so this coming season will be my 34th year in that role as spotting. So I like to say I've seen a lot of good football, but I've seen a lot of not so good football. And I have
some
to watch
less than
every single
football,
play.
Right?
You know,
yeah.
I can't look away and hide my eyes, except if it's a game-winning field goal, then I sometimes shut my eyes. But
well, congratulations. Congratulations to you your brothers and your dad posthumously. And thank you all for being the biggest cheerleaders for the city of New Orleans, because God forbid we need all the cheerleaders we can get, right?
Well, that's what New Orleans and Company does best. We represent our city, and we are proud to do so.
Absolutely. Congratulations to the Romig family, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
You too. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.